Amazon brings the UEFA Champions League.
Unbelievable!
With Tuesday's unmissable match.
Enchantingly wonderful!
World-class players.
Salah!
What a strike!
Incredible drama.
And Haaland!
History in the making.
Rice with take two!
The UEFA Champions League. It's on Prime.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dennis Sports, I'm your host, Kenneth Beans. Joining me on the show is Shelton, Nick, Spike, and FIFO. What up?
What's happening?
As you can tell, we are in full football season. Spike be staying up for all 2 hours. You know, Nick's overreactions are hot and heavy. FIFO talking about in the juices. Rob want to know, FIFO. Maybe you can come up with an answer for this. Who's the in the juices player of the week?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
All right, we're going to talk about it. But yeah, man. So.
That's a hell of a pause. I don't know what sponsorship we're going to get with that, Ken.
That's rough, dude.
Oh, man.
A juice sponsorship.
No, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think so.
Minute Maid.
But anyway, man, we're glad to have you guys on board. Watching us live or watching the replay on YouTube or listening to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. But as we do every week, we start off with our best performance of the week.
Bet. The best performance of the week is the man that was in the juices all night, boy. That boy, Josh Allen, especially in the fourth quarter. Look, I'm gonna just give you quick stats on Josh Allen's game. 71.7% completion percentage, 394 yards, 2 touchdowns, 112 passer rating. Not going to lie, when you watch that game for 3.5 quarters, the Ravens dominated them. And I feel that, you know, for whatever reason, they always come up short. But Josh Allen definitely had the best performance of the week because when you have an all-time great quarterback and obviously a league MVP, you feel like you're never out of it, especially when you're at home and the ball bounces your way, which it did, and they gave the ball back to Josh Allen, and he did what top-flight quarterbacks are supposed to do. And to me, Josh Allen by far had the best performance of the week.
Mm. Yeah, well, more on that game. Later, but yeah, he made a lot of folks happy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's jump to the first quarter, man. The first week of the NFL season was one for the history books, for better or for worse for some teams. For example, the Kansas City Chiefs suffered a hard loss against the Los Angeles Chargers in Brazil during a rare Friday night football game live on YouTube, 27-21. Are the Chargers now the favorites to win the AFC West after this win? And do we need to have another conversation for the third or fourth year in a row about the Chiefs wide receiver corps?
So hold on. Before anybody goes, I just want to say, Ken, another thing that was historic was that we had 16 black quarterbacks start week one of the NFL. That's never happened.
You came on Spencer Rattler? You in that group?
Hey, man, he black. Yeah. He black. He got a –
Blackest quarterback.
Hey, Lou, this is what they say about our people.
Anybody, we just let anybody in.
You look a little dusty.
That ain't count, Spencer Rattler.
He look like Spike.
Yes, count Spencer Rattler and Patrick Mahomes. You get hat. Well, it should be 15.
Hey, and show Patty Black. We claiming Patty.
I don't know. We claiming
Patty. Patty been black.
All right.
But not to answer the question,
I think. So yeah, we might.
But to answer the question, here's the thing, right? And I know we'll talk about our divisional picks. I'm picking the Chiefs until somebody dethrones them. But at the end of the day, we see the impact of Jim Harbaugh on this team. And for the last 2-3 years, I've been saying Justin Herbert isn't necessarily the issue. It was the coach. What was his name?
Brandon Staley.
Yeah. Brandon Staley. He was the issue because of situational football. And now you have a guy that has the X's and O's and has the situational awareness to go up against an Andy Reid. And that's what we saw. We saw situational football. We saw Justin Herbert. We saw the big arm. We saw him do the things that great quarterbacks are supposed to do that have talent the way he has talent. And he closed them boys out with his leg. You know what I'm saying? On a beautiful slide, got up. It was like, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So to me, this is more of Jim Harbaugh and what he brings and the difference what head coaching does in the NFL, because it was all situational football. Yeah. Them boys, they battled. They played tough. They had a really good defense. They executed on offense, and they did what they had to do to win the game when it counted most. In terms of the Chiefs wide receiving core, man, it just seems like they can't get it right since they traded Tyreek Hill. Now, it is what it is. Obviously, Xavier Worthy got bumped into by Travis Kelce. I don't want to say that type of stuff happens because we don't see it that often, but it does. It is football. It's a contact sport. It's unfortunate. Obviously, Rashee Rice is out for 6 weeks due to off-field type of stuff. But I do think that when everybody gets right, that the Chiefs do have enough to still compete. Now, are they going to be the dominant team? Are they going to go? I think last year they were 12-0 and games decided by 1 point or less. Is that going to happen again? I don't think so. Obviously, everybody's a year older. Travis Kelce, that defense doesn't look as gelled together like they did last year. Obviously, it's the first game of the season, and I expect for them to play better and tighten and button certain things up. But the Chargers are legit, and I think that's the message that they sent to the whole AFC.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe in the Chargers yet. I don't think I don't know if Justin Herbert is good enough to be a division winning, playoff winning quarterback. I'm not sure. I ain't seen him do it. I know it was a coach last time. I agree with you. You're right there. So I can't buy into the Chargers winning this division. I would lean towards the Broncos because of that defense. I want to see Justin Herbert against one of the best defenses in the league. I want to see the new Chiefs with no threats on offense against that defense. And we've seen what the Raiders did and how they look as far as an offensive line and a running game. So I don't think that they can compete to that defense. And I'm higher on Sean Payton than you are, Nick. So I'm going to pick, if I had to say a team that was going to do, if a team that was going to surprisingly win the AFC West, first of all, I'm not picking against the Chiefs. I still think they, till somebody dethroned them. But if I were going to pick somebody else, it would be the Broncos, not the Chargers.
He said that shit after watching the Broncos game.
Yeah, he didn't watch the Broncos game, Nick. He didn't see that game.
He canceled football weekend. Once he watched the Cowboys
lost, he watched football since last Thursday.
They won, right?
Yeah, they crawled across. I still believe in the Chiefs. We've seen Patrick do more with less. So it's really hard to bet against a man that if you bet against him, Nick, we've seen it before though, man. Nick, we've seen this story before, man. We've seen it. So you really can't get no less than this. But I just know we're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and he's still that guy with a chip on his shoulder at that. And I just feel like regardless if he's in the division, the Chiefs, as long as he's not hurt. Now, if he goes down at any point, this is a different story, but we've seen him do more with less on the receiving core. I don't believe in this receiving core one bit. There was talk of it maybe bringing Hill back as well. I don't know if y'all seen these reports, but they're talking about bringing him back to the Chiefs, which that changes the whole complexion of things. But until that happens, I think that he can get by with what he has, but the running game is going to have to help him out. You're going to have to get something from Pacheco, which he hadn't been the same since he went out hurt. He doesn't look like that same high-stepping guy that'll run all over you.
He got his shit buckled.
Yeah, he did. He did. So he kind of run a little timid right now. He ain't got the juices flowing yet. He ain't in the juices yet.
But he's not in the juices yet.
He definitely not in the juices.
But, yeah, you're gonna need some help from him, especially going into this next game against the Eagles. But I think overall, I think they'll be fine. I'm like you, Lou. I don't really believe in Herbert like that. You put some pressure on him, I think he'll pressure bust pipes. And players like him, he ain't proven right yet that he can handle that pressure yet. So I believe in Patrick more than I believe in him. So I think the Chiefs will be fine.
For me, I've been saying this for the last 2 years, maybe last 3 years, maybe since
three.
He was back in since he was back with the 49ers. I fuck with Harbaugh. Everything I've been telling you kids since he got the job is Harbaugh. I can give a fuck. I gave up. I've been gave up on Justin Herbert. Y'all know how I've been felt about him for years. So I can give a fuck about what he's doing. Because what to me, when you watch that game, people talk about Justin Herbert. Yes, he has to execute it, so you do give him credit. But the offense is so simple. Like everything, like Harbaugh, what he does is he makes everyone do the simple shit at a high level. Like most of what you see him do, like I remember they was just hyping up that little play action boot play he had where he threw the ball to the tight end and he went for a first down. They was like, look at Justin Herbert. He can pick. I'm like, nigga, J.J. McCartney was doing that in Michigan and they won a title based off of that. Harbaugh just knows how to coach up his guys to do their job at the high. That defensive tackle who was batting down all the Patty shit, we ain't never seen nothing like that. That's a Harbaugh guy. You know what I'm saying? That's Harbaugh culture. Jesus. I say all that to say, and I've been saying this for a minute too. The Kansas City Chiefs are doing an injustice. They sleeping at the wheel, Lou, because it's insane. After three seasons, you haven't found a wide receiver out of this draft where it seemed like you could just pick any wide receiver damn near, and they blossom into a number. If you have a quarterback, they can blossom into a number one. Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like how were you so good at doing that and then you stop? You know what I'm saying? That's why you really look at these other organizations like the Steelers, the Bengals, even the Bucks. When you see like an organization that's really good at drafting outside guys, then you see how much that impacts their league, their team. Bucks then they looked like the best team in the league and they lost Godwin. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's like they're doing a disservice to Patty because Patty may not even win his division this year. I think the Chargers have a good, legit chance of winning the division. Like, let's keep it a beam. Like, I don't see – the Broncos are laughable to me because every time y'all keep on talking about the Broncos, I think of, oh, who's their quarterback? Bo Nix. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Did you watch that game.
Disrespectful.
It's exactly like that game last year with the Bears and the Titans where Caleb got away – he crawled away with a win when he should have lost if it wasn't for that offense. Last year was Will Levis. This year is Calvin Ridley. He can't catch no more. He can catch a check. He can't catch a ball though. Like if you gave Cam wide receivers that could actually catch, they win that game. He fucked up a little bit. He showed some rookie shit because he fucked up taking those sacks and that. I think he did the intentional grounding. He fucked up doing that, but. All in all, he looked really good as a quarterback. He looked better than Bo Nix. Bo Nix was doing some goofy shit in that game.
Cam Ward has more talent, though, Nick.
Yeah, Bo Nix went to the playoffs last year. But Cam is a better, more talented, I would say, quarterback.
Yeah, more talented.
And I understand why he came out and said that clip as to if people think I throw the ball too hard, then they need to whatever he said. He throws the ball too hard. That's why Calvin really dropped a lot of those passes.
You got to catch that, though.
You're right. Y'all are right, but there were numerous times in that game where he should have put touch on the ball, and he was throwing bullets. She's like, bro, you ain't got to throw the ball. You could tell.
Hey, you know who went to the Hall of Fame doing that?
Yeah.
Brett Favre. Brett Favre. John Elway. He had that type of cannon.
I don't think he's Brett Favre. And John Elway had touch.
Everything should not early on. I asked, what was his name?
Not early on, you're right.
What was the wide receiver? Ed McCaffrey.
Broke somebody's finger, right?
Rod, what the hell is the, you know, I'm bad with names, but Rod, whatever, the wide receiver opposite of
Rod Smith.
Opposite of Ed McCaffrey. Look, at the end of the day, I'm not saying that Cam has everything else that those Hall of Famers do, but he definitely got that arm. And at the end of the day, this is the NFL, bro. You get two hands on it, bro. I don't care how hard that quarterback throws it, you gotta catch it. And you're a veteran. It's not like you a young guy, you know what I'm saying, like first or second or third year in. That's Calvin Ridley.
And he asked for a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like he was and like, bro, give me, and they got him on you over here dropping shit. Like,
yeah,
Lou, if I'm not disagreeing Lou,
with y'all, I'm just saying I see why they say that. I see why people are saying that he got him.
I don't see why you bring it up. You shouldn't even have brought it up.
Because it was evident in that game. It was evident in that game, and they could have won had he had more touch on the ball.
Lou, if I paid you $10 million to catch a football for a year, would you not be the best catcher this motherfucker with the football? If you're not, I'm disappointed in you. I ain't disappointed in who throwing it. I'm disappointed I paid you $10 million to do something and you can't even do it. A child's game.
I ain't talking about Kevin. I'm just saying that he needs touch on the ball. That's it. And it was evident during that game.
This is a side conversation. The main point is Kansas City's fucking up Patty's prime. That needs to be called out. Kansas City been fucking up Patty's prime the last 2 years.
You're 1,000,000% right about that.
Like, they doing goofy shit. They ain't doing nothing. And they're not even in free agency. Yeah, even free agency.
I can't even think of an impact player that they've drafted since they got him. Since they got Patty. Like, Pacheco was, but he got hurt.
They had the corners. Like McDuffie and
what you mean, like an offensive player? Well, they got like Worthy.
Worthy,
they got Rasheed Rice. They were supposed to be Nick. They were trying to get
how do you miss on all of these people? Patrick Mahomes been in the year in the, he ain't had Tyreek Hill in a lot of years, and they ain't drafted an impact player. And Nick is right; they've been leaning on the talent of Patrick Mahomes and not putting people around him. But since Tyreek Hill left. That's
Worthy was supposed to be that, and then you brought in Hollywood Brown
but he's
as well.
Not. That's the point. He's not.
Hold on, Spike. Because Tyreek Hill wasn't Tyreek Hill the first couple of years. Tyreek Hill was a return guy.
I'm not making no kind of case for Tyreek Hill. All I'm saying is that was the last explosive pair that they had.
I understand what I'm saying is you got to give a little bit of grace to Xavier Worthy if we're expecting him. Shut up, Nick. If you're expecting him to be good, I think he was at least decent halfway through last year. Yeah. But wait, hold on. First of all, you act like he was a top three pick. He was the last pick in the first round. He's then the second round pick. That's number one. Number two, where was Tyreek drafted? And Tyreek had to become that.
That's what I was going to say.
He was a bowler. A specialist though, so he had talent already.
A return,
bruh.
But Devin Hester
don't change games.
There's Devin Hester, then there's everybody else, even including Deion, bro. When it comes to return, don't even mention anybody.
Being a Pro Bowl as a special team stands out because who the fuck is a Pro Bowl as a special teams?
Come on, Nick.
But that's what I was gonna say. It's where they're picking too. It's really hard to get impact players that late in draft every year.
The Eagles have been picking there for however many long, and they got a super team, bro. Howie Rose knows how to do his job. The Chiefs GM don't know how to do his job. And if you telling me about Tyreek Hill, he was drafted 10, 15 years ago. That was the last time they drafted an impact player, and that's insane.
That's what I'm saying. They really thought that Xavier Worthy was going to be that. And he started out good. Rasheed Rice was turning into that when he tore his leg up. He was balling.
If I was a Chief and I know that I have the greatest quarterback of all time right there, that draft that Marvin Harrison Jr. came out, I'm trading up to go get him. Cause I need someone that's gonna prove that this motherfucker's a 1-on-1.
But who
I'll give up 2 first round picks because to me it's like you could say like, oh, well, they drafted offensive line on it. Do it look like it? Sheldon, did it look like they drafted offensive line?
Simmons was not the Super Bowl. This year they got Simmons, and Simmons is starting at left tackle protecting Patty's blind side.
And I'll tell you this to say, just to answer your question right there and there, Joe Burrow had a chance to get Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase. Which one he choose? And he went to a Super Bowl. So I'm telling you, if you get somebody,
but haven't been to the playoffs since.
They went to the playoffs that next year. Chill out. But I'm saying if you got somebody that's number one that they think at all time, Lou, I'm throwing resources at that bitch because winning a Super Bowl for that city, bro, we just watched that America's Team documentary. You could win 3 and you ain't gonna never see 3 again in a long time. Why are we fucking around?
Thanks.
All right, well, we'll leave it there, and we'll be back with On Watch right after this quick break.
If you are a fan of hip-hop and love unfiltered discussions on the culture, check out Dead in Hip-Hop. From album reviews to hip-hop debates, Dead in Hip-Hop always keeps it real. Go to youtube.com/deadinhiphop and search for Dead in Hip-Hop or DEHH to subscribe now. Dead in Hip Hop, no politics, no BS.
All right, welcome back. Yep, we're back. Moving along. The Baltimore Ravens suffered a historic 41-40 loss on the road to the Buffalo Bills. How historic, you ask? Well, the Ravens are the first team in NFL history to score 40-plus points and gain over 235 rushing yards and still lose. Coming into that game, teams were 277-0 in similar situations. Did the Ravens lose this game, or did the Bills win it? And do the Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh? Now, before you guys get into this, because this game was kind of crazy, and I did catch the end of this game when it all fell apart for them. Just a couple of other fun facts I think that are worth mentioning here. The Bills trailed 34-19 entering the fourth quarter. The Ravens were up by 15 points with 4 minutes left in the game. Since 2000, teams on the losing end of this situation were 3-2,312. Since 1991, when the stat was first documented, John Harbaugh is the only head coach who has lost 17 games when his team was leading in the second half. Lastly, since 2000, the Ravens have been a losing team in one score games. They are 21st in the league in one score games with a record of 24-28 over that period. So, what happened to the Ravens, y'all?
They need a new coach.
I'll go first.
The gist of it.
I'll go first real quick just because I had to correct myself. It's 2020. Since 2020, not 2000 on that last one.
Okay. I probably read it wrong, so it was 2020.
But I'll say this. This was a hardball game. It's just point blank and simple.
Oh, the other hardball?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's the yin and yang when they're talking about brothers.
Duality.
Yeah, exactly. They can't all be stacking smoke. I'm just saying. I don't see how people were talking. And yes, I'm going to bring up the Bengals. People were talking about how shitty the Bengals defense was, Lou. And like when they lose games like this, you'd be like, oh, yeah, we got to blame the quarterback. I can't blame Lamar on this. I can't even blame Derrick Henry, even though he fumbled. It's on the head coach for not believing in his quarterback, and he trusts that defense that gave up 40. They gave up 250 plus yards in the fourth quarter alone. And this is a team with Jair Alexander, Marvin Humphreys, what's his name? Ken, I thought they were supposed to have guys on that
race. Malachi Starks, Hamilton.
He got paid too.
He punted the ball.
Five first round picks in the secondary.
He punted the ball on 4th and 3 with 3 timeouts left. To your point, Nick, to a team with Josh Allen and a defense that gave up 40 points a game. Like,
let me say
Lamar and you got Derrick Henry on 4th and 3 to win the game. I'm going with Lamar.
Personally. Did you see why he didn't, Lou? Did you see his comments as to why he didn't?
He said he was cramping.
Yeah, he said he was cramping. So there you go. And
he can take that shit to the Harbaugh family dinner and tell it at the table because
But if Lamar gets up there and says the same thing, is that not on Lamar?
Did Lamar say
that? Yes, he did. He said the same thing. He said he was cramping. So in my opinion, I would look at my quarterback kind of funny as opposed to just saying it's on the defense. My quarterback is just as much to blame.
You want your quarterback to blame the defense?
Wow. I said my quarterback and the defense are to blame. You can't blame Lamar?
Nah, Lamar.
No.
No.
Why would you blame Lamar?
They coach called a terrible game. He was indecisive. He went lemon booty in the last 2 minutes of the game. Like, there's no way they should have lost it. I cut this game off. And then I woke up the next day listening to my podcast for sports and shit, and they were like, oh, the Bills won a great one. And I was like, damn, was I drunk? There's no way the Bills won the game. Hey, and then I went back and looked at it. Shout out to NFL Plus, Kim. I went back and looked at it today, and I still couldn't believe that they won the game because they were up 34-19 with four
and they were clearly the better team. They were clearly the better team. And I'm not just and just for the people in chat, I'm not just looking at the cramps. You had the lead and you had the ball. That's a big part of it. That's why they didn't go for it on fourth down. But you had to get there.
Do nothing about cramping. What he got? What can he do about cramping?
You had to get there. You had to get to that point. So you saying that that's what turned the game?
Call a good play. Yes, call a good play on fourth and three.
So
bro.
So
that's it. I don't care nothing about your cramping. Drink some water, eat a banana, get a massage.
Shelton, for me, it's not on Lamar because. Before that play, I think they did they try to do a jet sweep with Zay Flowers. Like, what the fuck? Like, bro, we got Derrick Henry here, who was he's been a monster the whole game. Bro, run the ball twice on third down and fourth down. The Bills haven't stopped shit. Yes. I can't blame Lamar because you can't ask no more for your offense in the NFL in 2025 to score more than 40 points to win you and seal you a game. It's like Lamar's like, nigga, what's defense doing? That's why this is on Harbaugh because Harbaugh coached both sides.
Derrick Henry was such a monster. The football didn't even want to stay in his arm.
It didn't. He squeezed it too hard.
To Nick's point. On third down, they should have ran the ball, bro. Why am I giving Derrick Henry all of this money and focusing on my offensive line? And I have a quarterback like Lamar on third down. I shouldn't be throwing the ball with a minute and 27 seconds left. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, this is on John Harbaugh. It's the same thing that Nick be saying about Tomlin. I think the Harbaugh, it's reversed though. Tomlin ain't had a quarterback since Big Ben, and Lamar Jackson ain't had a coach since Harbaugh got there. If they gave Lamar Jackson somebody like Ben Johnson or something like that, you would see a bunch
of shut the fuck up on Ben Johnson. I'm sorry, bro.
It ain't got to be Ben Johnson, but he needs somebody more innovative to use his skill set than Harbaugh is willing to be. He's just not going to do it.
Yeah, if he had the Miami Dolphins head coach,
might be Daniel get fired. No.
So yeah, as an OC, but definitely not as a head coach because Mike McDaniel, he too soft for all that, and hopefully we talk about the Dolphins, bro. Yeah, he's not a head coach. But look, I 100% agree. I'm not going to reiterate too much of what you guys have said, but I will say this: if John Harbaugh does not win the championship, the Super Bowl in 2026, you got to replace him.
This year. I ain't even giving him the 20. Are you saying because next year 2026?
The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's in 2026. The moment that you lose in the playoffs, I don't care how you lose. I don't care if you got blown out. I don't care if you lost by a field goal. I don't care if somebody dropped the ball. I don't care if Derrick Henry fumbles again. John Harbaugh without a Super Bowl win needs to go. Because 1 million. I agree with you, Spike. He's not aggressive enough when he needs to be aggressive. You have Derrick Henry, which is a top two running back in the league still. You have Lamar Jackson, which is arguably the most talented running back, the most talented quarterback in the league. Obviously, the most dynamic with his legs. I don't give a damn if he's cramping or not. You know what you do? You go up there. You still got three timeouts. You try to draw him offside. You got 45 seconds. Hey, you good? You not good? Hey, drink some more Gatorade. Go back out there and be like, hey, let's try to draw him off sides again. And if not, get that ball to Derrick Henry. What is we talking about? That's why you went and paid him last season. It's to be aggressive. This has all of the shades of the first year when Russell Wilson went to Denver and we talked about that first game and it was fourth and short and you go get a top-tier quarterback to go make that play and win you the game. That is a coaching decision. And that's the issue right now with John Harbaugh. I don't think he's a trash coach by no means. He's had infinite success in the NFL. He's had more successful seasons than the majority of head coaches that have ever coached in the NFL. I don't think he's trash. I just think that it might be that the game has passed him by. And maybe his brother's coaching staff.
You're right, FIFO. I don't think he's trash either. I just don't think that the fit ain't there no more. He can go coach another team and maybe be successful with another staff, but someone who has Lamar Jackson as their quarterback has to be able to be more creative, take more chances. So if he can go coach in college, he can go coach another team on another staff, and he's going to be good because he's a good coach. But it's just the time may be over for them to, like the Ravens and Harbaugh, to think they're successful.
No, it's a wrap. 100%. It's a wrap. John, he got to go. He got to go. Because
I don't care if they go 15-1 or 16-1 and go to the playoffs and lose.
Without a Super Bowl, John Harbaugh got to go. Look, Lamar Jackson is a top two, top three quarterback, hands down. Hands down.
Player
in the league. He's top five player in the league. You got to be aggressive when the time calls for it. Put it on his shoulders, bro. That's why he's a multiple-time MVP. Come on, man. This has everything to do with John Harbaugh.
I want to give a shout-out to Josh Allen, though, because Shelton, unfortunately, even though this is a Harbaugh conversation, this isn't the full Ravens story because we've seen Lamar shit the bed, too. Mm-hmm. I think, for me, you got to shout-out Josh Allen because, bro, he doing this off the strength. You know what I'm saying? He came up to the podium. He came up to the post-game interview talking about, so listen, niggas gave up on us. Nigga, we see even our own fans.
He did.
He said they leave in the state. They over here.
It was very Patrick Mahomes-esque. Let's be honest. What he did was very Patrick Mahomes-esque.
He did what he had. He made me, bro, I ain't never seen Keon Coleman run. be like that, bro. He made me believe in Keon Coleman because I seen I seen his workout video show. He run routes like a goofball.
Yeah, you
know
he
do. So I want to give a shout out to Josh Allen, and this was the only game that they really needed to win right now, because the rest of their schedule is literally balls of shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't play nobody. They don't play anybody, and Josh Allen probably gonna run away with the MVP once again because of that.
He definitely gonna take.
Yeah.
It was. I think I knew they were in trouble when they got that touchdown on 4th-and-2 or whatever it was. And the tip.
Tip touchdown. Yeah.
I knew they were in trouble at that moment because momentum was just going crazy. Like, it just seemed like it was a sequence of events that just started setting things up for them. And what was interesting on the replay, you could see the defender had fell down and then he got up. And then he just stopped running for the ball. And I think maybe because he saw the ball was thrown to the tight end, I believe, and then it got tipped, and he just stopped playing. But the receiver didn't, and he caught it. You know, I'm Harbaugh, man, or the defensive coordinator, everybody. I'm in the locker room. We talking about that play. Talking about that because he probably could have gone up there, maybe made a play or something. I don't know. But you just don't stop. Which is what he did, and he got caught, and he caught the ball. And you know, if you're a Ravens fan, you think, you know, he got lucky there. But Josh Allen, man, he has a tendency to – he's really weird when thinking about his career because he gets some really lucky shit, and then he gets some unfortunate shit happening to him.
That's so another just thing, like, too. This was a right, Ken. This was a luck game. Like, a lot of shit was luck.
It was. It was several interceptions that should have been had. It was – everything was falling his way. Anything that was
50-50. That's why I don't blame Lamar.
Anything that was 50-50, he had opportunity to make something happen. It went his way. And like you said, that tip touchdown, just every – yeah, yeah. So much stuff was going his way. I watched what's the tight end's name? Mark Andrews. Man, on that play where they ran the sweep, go back and watch that play where they ran the sweep again and watch him not even come close to trying to make a block on that in the fourth quarter. Like he honestly just looked at the guy and like backed up.
Yeah, he done.
So,
my thing is, and I know people, again, I bring it up only the Bengals because I feel like they're the only team that can expose the Ravens defense accurately. Bruh. Both of these head coaches are supposed to be somewhat defensive special. I know Sean McDermott is, but Sheldon, we just talked about this a few weeks ago, shows ago. I was like, bro, Sean McDermott always giving up big, he always shit the bed defensively, and that's his side of the ball. What makes me think I should believe in him as a head coach either? He won based off of luck, like you said, Lou. This game wasn't supposed to be, he was supposed to get blown out. We're supposed to say how Sean McDermott fucking over Josh Allen, and he fucking around them to be on the hot seat this year. But he, his ass gets to skate, and we got to talk about another white man who is fucking around with Lamar Jackson, and his ass didn't really be out this year. But best believe, both of these defenses shit ball, and both of these defenses are going to play Cincinnati. We're going to see. Hey, listen, I know you're talking about niggas in the chat talking about Nick talk about Cincinnati, Burrow stats, Chase stats. Listen, Cleveland always play them hard, but that's it. I'm the rest of the league need to watch out. We going to Jacksonville next week. We going, undefeated. We going undefeated next week, Shut. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Undefeated? Hey, you're right, Nick. I didn't even notice this Buffalo schedule. God, they don't play nobody.
Buffalo schedule.
It ain't nobody on their schedule.
Literally.
It's man, the easiest one in the league.
But they got Tarleton State on their schedule. I'm like, how
they schedule? And on top of that, bro, they only have to go to the West Coast. They only have to go to the West Coast, or they only have to go out of their time zone once. They stay on the East Coast.
Least travel team. The least travel team in the league.
Yeah, the only thing they really have
to do. They might win 14. They made it. Hey, boy, they made it. For Josh Allen this year, like, look, you got the MVP last year.
Yeah, please, we can't make it no better.
You see, 16 niggas starting at the quarterback position. We want y'all to go win a Super Bowl. So,
you the last hope.
The funny thing is, everybody comfortable going to Buffalo can and busting his ass. Even Burrow went to Buffalo. Got a picture. You see the video where he turning around, throwing the ball in the snow. Some niggas was like, "We don't give a fuck about this shit, nigga." That's why they fans ship all two for over there pushing my nigga Lamar and whatnot.
Yeah,
his goofy ass out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it cold in Buffalo? What was he wearing that?
No.
That thing over his head.
That's his, like, that's like Nick.
That's him. It's cool shiesty.
That's a young YN thing, Ken. Oh,
okay.
I seen somebody in the mall today with it on. I'm like, niggas.
All right. Well, that is it, man. That was what we have for that game. We have our division picks and Super Bowl picks. All of that is on the way. But let's see if we can get into We Need to Talk. Lou, I think you got that one for us.
I have it. Absolutely. We need to talk. And we talked a little bit about it earlier, but we can rehash it now. Y'all have been on it for the last 2 years, and I told y'all not yet. And I was right. They still were going to the Super Bowl. They were still winning games. But now we officially have to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs because they're not going to be able to sustain their dominance in this division. There are four Hall of Fame coaches potentially in this division. They ain't going to be able to get by with duct tape and staples no more. Y'all wanted 3 years for the last 3 years. I said, wait. It ain't yet. It's now. The time has come. Travis Kelce don't give a shit about none of this. He finna marry a billionaire. Patrick Mahomes don't have any help. Xavier Worthy is not the answer. Pacheco is not the same. The defensive cornerbacks are cool, but they ain't have no other impact players. Of course, other than, I mean, the defensive line. Chris Jones. Yes, he's still there. Chris Jones is still impactful, but it's really scary in the AFC West for the Chiefs, even though I wouldn't bet against Mahomes because he's just that good. But if any year there would be a year that they would be the throne, it's going to be this year. We need to talk about the Chiefs, and we need to talk about what the GM has done, like you said earlier, Nick, to put people in place to keep this legacy going. It feel like they done gave up. It feel like this is done. I'm going to let the Broncos or the Chargers or whoever else may be win this division. And it ain't like it was, because Andy Reid was by far and ahead the best coach in this division. You got Pete Carroll, you got Sean Payton, you got Andy Reid, and you got who's the other coach in this division? Who's the last coach in this division?
Jim Harbaugh. Nigga.
Jim Harbaugh. I couldn't remember your man's name.
I couldn't remember your man's name twice.
What I'm saying is, and from a coaching perspective, this is probably the toughest division, and Andy Reid has been able to get by being a better coach than most of the opponents in this division. So we're going to have a conversation about him now having equal competition as coaches and still being able to win game with a mediocre roster. Got to talk about the Chiefs.
Are you saying that they borderline may not make the playoffs?
Yes.
I think I wouldn't be as shocked.
Previous years, I would have been shocked if they didn't. But this year, if they finished like 8-9, 7-10, and didn't make the playoffs, I wouldn't be shocked.
I'll be shocked because Patty's the best quarterback I've ever seen. He hasn't, but the lowest he's ever gotten in the season is the Final Four. So my thing is this. I am right. I've been running the alarm. Y'all just now hearing the bells. You know what I'm saying?
No, you were early. They went to the Super Bowl last year.
I know. I'm just saying. I've been talking about his prime. They fucking up his prime. His prime don't mean he can't still have success. It just means that it's not going to be at the level that we expect it to be because we've seen it at the top. So my thing is, moving forward, I think there needs to be an in-season trade. They need to get somebody. And if not, you need to trade up next year in the draft to get somebody. Because is Jeremiah – what is Jeremiah coming out show? Because to me, that's Kansas City. That should be number one on Kansas City. Boy, they should do whatever the hell they got to do. It says, we need to get that motherfucker. Because imagine if Calvin Ridley was – I mean, not Calvin Ridley. Fuck him. Calvin Johnson was with Aaron Rodgers. Or if he was with, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know they said Matt Stafford, but obviously Stafford don't do shit as a quarterback by himself. He need a head coach. But if Aaron Rodgers was out there, prime Aaron Rodgers, that would have been monstrous. We need to see that with Patty. He's a fucking legend. When Joe Montana was out there, he didn't have Jerry Beans. He had Jerry Rice, nigga.
and John Taylor and a good tight end. So that's what we need to talk about.
They making the playoffs, though. I'm not going that far.
I don't know.
If Patty don't make the playoffs, I'm looking at Patty different.
It ain't on him.
How ain't it?
What if he had a season? What if he has a season like? What if he
has it all? If it ain't on Patty,
I'm gonna put it into context for you, Mr. Bengals. What if he has a season like Joe Burrow had last year, but they don't make the playoffs? Joe Burrow could have won MVP if the team was good.
I was disappointed in Joe Burrow because he fumbled in a couple games and he fucked up.
No, that's
I was
crazy.
The only one that
no, he I was fumbled I was in a couple games, bro. Look at his stats from last year. He could have won the MVP last year. Y'all was just terrible.
Is he a top five quarterback? Yes. Did he fuck up in a couple of games and may have cost us a chance to go to the playoffs last year? Yes. Yeah. Is it all his fault? Is it all his fault that we didn't make the playoffs? No. The defense was horrible.
You don't look at Joe Burrow different though, do you?
If he don't make the playoffs this year, Lou,
I'm not going to make the playoffs. I mean, that'll be what, 3-4 straight years, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at him different if we don't make the playoffs this year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you looking at Patty crazy after one time not making the playoffs?
Because all I've seen is greatness, Lou. If Floyd Mayweather took a loss in his career, would you not look at him differently when he was in his prime?
That's different from him balling out this season. If he ball out this season and they don't make the playoffs because he just didn't have the talent around him and the coaching was bad or something, that I don't look at Patty funny. He's still the best quarterback I ever seen.
Why are you drinking this late then, Lou? Because what you mean if we just watched that game in Brazil, like Ken said, does he look like he about to ball out? He is throwing the why the hell we call him Hollywood Brown. And he's also throwing to a Gumby slim built wide receiver who only can run fast. This nigga, he dislocated his shoulder running into his own tight end, bro. Who does that in 2025? People try to give him a pass though, so it happens. It's football. Like, no, nigga, it's goofball.
He was looking up at the stands at his girl.
He saw a Brazilian in the stands looking at him.
That's what it was.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay. Well, that is that. Appreciate that, Lou. Moving on, man. Let's get into our predictions. So shout out to everyone who joined us last Thursday for the live show of the Cowboys versus Eagles game, which turned out to be pretty exciting. I saw looking at the chat. But due to scheduling issues, we were not able to present our predictions for the NFL's individual awards. and playoff contenders. So we would do that now before week two of the season. We will start with the AFC and NFC division winners, then cover the wild card teams, followed by Super Bowl picks, and end with the yearly awards. So let's get started. Started with the AFC.
They the New England Patriots of the 2000s, right?
Yeah. It ain't even nothing to talk about. And the other three teams in this division, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, so it's just clear cut. That's
still,
it. Yeah,
people still trying to sell me on Justin Fields, though.
Manny was.
Justin Fields gonna be nice. That defense, I'm shocked that defense.
Gave that y'all say points. This every year. Justin Fields gonna be nice. Just, he don't win games. He don't win football games, bro. That's the primary job of a quarterback, is to win football games.
Let me ask you, Lou. Ask you a question. Can I ask you a question real quick? What quarterback was the last quarterback for the Jets to win football games? How long has it been?
What's your boy's name? Sanchez?
Yeah, Sanchez. So can you give the kid a chance? It's his first game, nigga.
No. We've seen this shit for the last 4 years, and y'all keep trying to tell me he's good. So, yeah, Buffalo. Ew, I'm surprised by this.
Moving
on. Ken, I was, this is a black program, so, you know, most of my picks, I'm trying to stay faithful. I was stuck between Jacksonville and Tennessee because I don't think the Texans got this shit locked up.
And then after seeing them Sunday, it kind of made a little more
sense. I realized how young Tennessee is and how much they ain't got shit on offense, and I realized that I just don't trust Trevor Lawrence, because even though they beat the Panthers, if they played anybody else basically besides that high school team, I think it would have been a different game. But they have the talent.
Not for nothing, the coach might be in contention for this.
Don't do that.
Y'all laugh when I said that about Denver a couple years ago, too. But I'm telling you, not for nothing, the Colts could win this division.
They have talent. They have talent. And here's the thing. We know Danny Dimes. So I'm not putting no stock there. But obviously, he's better than Anthony Richardson. If he could play decent at best, they have a shot. They have, because they have talent on that spot.
They was one game away from the playoffs last year.
Luke, how – insane!
One game away, Anthony Richardson, Nick
Shelton. This the same guy less than 5 minutes ago told me, bro, this Justin Fields shit. What the fuck are y'all talking about? He talking about Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
not for nothing, Daniel Jones. Let's move on. Get the fuck out of here. Let's move on.
Woo!
Damn, is this sweeps?
Yeah, it looks like it is. This
is a black program, and plus I'm trying to jinx the Ravens, so let's go.
Yeah, you
it's working. It's working so far, Lou. That was an epic collapse. If I told you, Lou, bet your house right now, and when it was 40-25 that they win this game, and it's like what 3 minutes left or whatever, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm betting the house. I'm
telling you, I cut the game. Yeah. I cut the game off. I was like, I'm good. I'm going to sleep, bro.
Somebody, I couldn't believe they won, and they lost.
Yeah, if the Bengals, I consider the defense is a concern.
It's better this year, Ken.
You be looking at the other side of the ball.
It's better this year. Well,
Sheldon,
you damn sure don't want to talk about offense, boy.
At least I absolutely do. 112 yards passing, Nick.
How many yards did Jamar have? More yards
7 yards in the second half.
Hey, Luke, I get that,
insane.
But Jamar.
That's
Jalen Hurts had more passing yards than Joe Burrow had total yards.
That's fine. Jamar Chase.
Bro, 7 yards in the second half is crazy. They need to fire Zach Taylor. That's a fireable offense right there.
Yeah. Seven yards in the second half is
with Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and your man Higgins on that. Like, 7 yards? That's crazy.
Let me tell you something. First of all, Jamar Chase had more receiving yards than A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith combined. West one. Second of all, the Cleveland Browns, if you look at, if y'all don't watch Cincinnati Cleveland football, I know that for a fact. That's why I'm here to talk about it. I'm a beat.
I watched the Cleveland beat. The dog, I just couldn't score.
Cleveland always plays the Bengals. The Bengals don't know what the fuck to do on offense for the ever since Joe Burrow got there when it comes to trying to put points on the board for the Cleveland Browns.
That's Nick, who's the best, Nick, who's the best quarterback on the field that on that field? Who's the best quarterback?
Joe Burrow was. But my thing is, if you judge the Bengals on a season, you see how dominant the offense is. If you judge it based off the divisional games they play, it's going to be up and down. Because you're going to have high-scoring games in Baltimore.
Joe Flacco dominating.
In Pittsburgh. And then you have low-scoring games in Cleveland.
Nick, I don't even know why you're even entertaining this. There's nothing to be concerned about. It's fucking week one. The Browns defense are elite. Now by week three, week two, week four, let's talk about it. But come on, I think there's nothing.
Ken, you know, I would feel the same way if they hadn't played all preseason.
Good, bro.
They played.
Lou, get off this program, bro.
It's all right. But it is, Lou, you know, they won the game. Hey, they won the game, bro. But they won it all right. Talk.
Yeah,
we need to talk.
All right,
Lou, I'm surprised at you, Lou, though. You're the main one to say you stand out on the hill with Patty.
He just said that I bet on Patty.
Yeah, he did. Just let y'all know. We need to talk. That's why I took it this week. I'm out. I'm gone.
So how you say you bet on Lou?
But Lou, I got to see you to believe.
I'm talking about real money. We bet real money. I ain't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
But your word is your currency on exactly. This podcast.
And what's
this? You know what I'm saying? Sound, don't even.
Yeah. So look. But Spike,
he's hedging because he's gonna come back and say, "I told you, Patty."
Of course. Here's the thing, Spike. Hold on, Spike. I don't 100% disagree with this division being open. Right. I think the Chargers can win. I think the Chiefs can win. I think the Broncos can win. I think those three teams can win it. But until somebody dethrones Patrick Mahomes, I'm not going against them, even in the division. Like, until team beats them, next year, if the Broncos win this year, the division, next year I won't pick the Chiefs. But that happens, come on, man.
Why are you picking the Broncos? Why are you picking Bo Nix over Patrick Mahomes?
I think that the Chiefs are on a decline. I think as simple as that. I think no matter what
Patrick Mahomes. And Bo Nix is on the incline?
No matter what Patrick Mahomes is able to pull off this year, even if he has a wonderful season like Joe Burrow did last year and didn't make the playoffs, I still don't think that that's going to be enough. The Chiefs have been so detrimental in his prime to putting people beside him. I think it's finally going to play off this year. And I think the Broncos defense is really good, maybe the best in the league. And I think Bo Nix is good, which you don't. Or anybody, I don't think none of y'all do. I think Bo Nix is good.
He's fine.
And I think Sean Payton is a Hall of Fame coach.
I
think with a defense like the Broncos have, what they may be able to do this year with somebody like Bo Nix and Sean Payton calling plays. I've heard Sean Payton in the offseason talking about how much he liked Bo Nix, how much he think he can take control of this offense. I think they're gonna make the move this year and start being able to compete with that division.
Okay.
And
I'll say this.
If I had Kansas City stock, I'd sell it right now.
I'll say this. I'm not going against Patty in this division because he's won it so many more times. It's like it's not even none of these quarterbacks would you say is better than Patty. So that's what I'm saying. They got the best coach and the best quarterback.
I agree with that.
But these other teams are better though. But the other coaches are Hall of Fame coaches.
I'm just saying they have the best quarterback and the best coach combo. Yeah, exactly.
I just said it.
Well, my
the headphones not working.
You said the other teams are better.
But I'm not going against Patrick until they beat him.
Exactly, that's what he was saying. My thing is with the Bo Nix shit. If you watch, first of all, I'm not gonna count this defense good until I see them go against a respectable offense, Shelton. I'm sorry, facing a rookie week one, that don't tell me shit.
Nothing because Kevin really could have caught a couple of those passes
last year. The defense was good. They got the best cornerback in the league. They got one of the best.
They should have lost that game.
This is a great defense.
The Broncos shouldn't even be in the playoffs because if the Chiefs played their starters, the Bengals in that motherfucker, we probably bringing home the Simmons right there.
Simmons with the bonehead player of the week hitting that guy late on third down. And it was fourth down, and he hit the guy, took the ball out of their hands. Still could have won that game. So
this pick is more crazy than
we in the NFC. I'm saying this, bro. I'm the only brother on the program. It seem like it can. Because it's Chocolate City, and I said the chocolate brother on the program. Listen, like I said, I'm going with the best quarterback, best head coach combo. I trust Dan Quinn and Dan Daniels here too. Over Nick Sirianni. Hey, Shelton, I'm pushing all my chips in. You a gambler, man. You, hey, I see the parlay. I got to put a dollar in. I win a million.
You watching Thursday? You got to watch on Thursday now.
Thursday,
the first test.
Thursday, I'm not going against my Super Bowl pick.
This but is crazier than my
Denver. If we go... If we're going
this is crazy. This is
way crazier than
this. This is way crazier than my dude.
He's looking for a wide receiver and a running back. Terry ain't caught nothing, ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. It's week one.
Bro, I can't Dan Quinn second sucks.
Nick, you can't use that excuse of being week one because you can't shoot bail to the people you want to and then hold people accountable for the ones that you don't like.
What are you talking about?
Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, everybody you don't like. You want to hold their feet to the fire. You say, oh, it's only week one. Now, fuck out of here, Nick.
FIFO, you
keep it a being like you say, FIFO, right now.
FIFO, my criticism of Ben Johnson, I didn't mention anything about the loss. I talked about why does his defense look that bad to give up. Ken brought up two main points. Defense,
Ben Johnson, the offensive guy. Like you said earlier about another coach. He's an offensive guy. Like you were talking about with the other coach.
But that defense looked amazing.
You said about McDermott. Like I said, you said about McDermott. Oh, he's a defensive guy. He should be able to stop that. Same thing applies when you're talking about Ben Johnson. He's an offensive guy. I got a defensive coordinator for the stuff that you addressing him for, Nick. I did everything I was supposed to as an offensive head coach.
So let me ask you a question, Lou. What do we do? What do we do with Harbaugh? Huh? With John Harbaugh, what is he? He's a special team coach. So what side of the ball do we blame? Okay, so if when he didn't make that offensive call, it's because he's the head coach. I don't give a fuck what you did beforehand. If you're the head coach, you're the goddamn head coach, nigga. That's both sides of the ball.
Going back to the NFC East, I don't think that Washington will be good this year. I think they may finish third in this division. I think Jaden Daniels going to have a sophomore slump. They won so many games last year by one possession or less. It's going to be like the cows is coming to roost this year. I promise you that.
Are you saying that the Cowboys or the Giants are going to be better than the Commanders?
The Cowboys are going to be better than the Cowboys.
Hey, FIFO. The wildest thing he said was the cows is coming to roost. How many cows you know roosting?
You gotta write that down.
They come in the roost. That's another shirt right there. Just like in the deuces. Cow coming to roost, baby. I got the Cowboy. I got the Cowboy second.
Country Lou, boy. That's what I call you. All right,
man. Damn, what's going on, man? Like, we all gonna be wrong.
We gonna be right.
Ain't none of this.
We gonna be right. Green Bay,
don't nobody believe in the Lions.
J Lo.
Nah.
Yeah, I thought somebody would believe in the Lions at least.
Why?
No.
For the Dan Campbell fans, why are y'all out on the line? They lost too much.
I think we have all been fairly consistent in saying that. With him losing the coordinators, we want to see how things look without Ben Johnson and the other guy that was there. That's been very consistent.
Aaron Glenn.
And right now, we might be right about that.
Yeah. Look, we saw it in preseason. Look, at the end of the day, as much as Nick hates Ben Johnson, let's be honest, over the last 2 to 3 seasons, he's been the best, one of the best. I'm not going to say the best because Andy Reid, Sean McVay still in the league. But he's been one of the best offensive minds in football. And we saw that he took somebody like Jared Goff and made him back to, you know what I'm saying, a Pro Bowl-worthy quarterback. We saw it the first time with Sean McVay. Then Sean McVay was out. Ben Johnson came in. And, you know, they made that work. But when you look at the Lions, and here's the thing. I also agree with Colin Cowherd with this point. When you lose somebody like Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, you don't promote from within. You got to go try to find the best version that you can to replace that. The guy that's inside the house is not that guy. You got to go out there and scour and find somebody that's going to be able to be creative. When you look at this Lions offense, bro, it's a shell of itself.
And I like the upgrade the Packers got in its recent with Micah Parsons.
Micah,
I think
yep.
that's going to help them out a lot. So
hey, I'm giving this credit because I'm going to walk this back. I talk shit about JJ McCartney, but with Kevin O'Connell, bro, if he finds the kinks of this kid and be able to build him up, but as the season goes on, Vikings could be fighting with Green Bay for this division. Like,
yeah, McCarthy is good. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I think that the Lions just look so discombobulated. It would be hard to pick them. I have no belief in the Bears. But I do believe the Vikings going to be a competent team in battling for either the division win or that wild card. I picked the Green Bay Packers because of Mike. He played less than half the snaps, still had an impact on the game. Stand by him being the best defensive player in the league. So watch out.
I picked the Packers because of J-Lo, bro. It's all based off of J-Lo. He almost fucked up in that Detroit game, too, because he almost threw J-Lo a pick. And
that's what he does, Nick.
I don't know why. I was wondering. I was like, bro, what are you doing? You up? This was like 21-6. And I'm like, nigga, what are you making that throw for?
It's the same thing. J-Lo, he played like it.
It's the same thing. Ken used to call him better running back in the days, throwing off his back foot. He does that a lot. Throwing in the space. So it's like that boom ball.
But when he on fire, bro, he looked top five quarterback.
Yeah, when
bro.
he
looked like he one of the best quarterbacks in the league when he on fire.
Yeah, it's just those two or three throws a game.
Exactly.
What was you thinking? Why would you do that?
Yeah. Like, yeah, he has two or three of those a game, and you know, one ends up being picked off. But
and that's gonna be the game. When we're talking about the playoffs, that's gonna be the game. That's what he got to do.
Playoffs, like he did last year. Like, yeah, it was a game, exactly.
But you know, with Detroit, man, you know, changing coordinators, man, people think like this. Some people take that for granted. That's huge, especially when you got a two-handed monster in the backfield. Like they got to figure out that dynamic of that team, because that team is not a normal team. You got two running backs that do two different things. You have to figure out ways to get them the ball to where they can be effective and do what each one of them does. You got to keep the timing right. It's a lot of different things. Then you got the receiver out there. You got your tight end, LaPorta. You got to figure out ways to keep these people happy. You got to figure out ways to keep Goff in rhythm. All that stuff matters, man. And changing coordinators on a team like that, that's especially, right, even more so than others, means more. That's why I felt like they were going to take a little step back.
This was the
one
hardest
last thing
division
before we
pick.
Get to the NFC South. That was the craziest stat that I seen.
Oh.
That Goff was 0-17.
19.
0-19-1 when McVay or Ben Johnson is not his offensive coordinator. That's crazy.
Yes.
That's insane.
That's what I call a system quarterback when you look at it. That's exactly what that is.
That's why I say Caleb is a rich man version of that. So hopefully, so I know he can be a guy to Ben Caleb Johnson. But Ben Johnson got to clean up that. He got to clean up, because most of the issues I got with Ben Johnson for game one is just the penalties on offense. That means your team ain't buttoned up. All that shit you talking about.
Riding with the whole team.
That's a quarterback thing.
Yeah, this one is 50-50. And I get why y'all would say Falcons. The only reason I'm sticking with the Bucs is we've seen the Bucs do it under pressure. I think the Falcons are going to have a big year, though. I really, really believe in Michael Penix and what he does. I think.
Did you see the end of that game?
That game wasn't on Michael Penix, Lou. It was on.
It wasn't on him.
It was on him. It was on Bijan, and it was on Koo.
That's fine. This is a culture thing. The Falcons always are going to do this, bro. They never not going to let you down. It's part of their deal. This is like y'all messing with me about the Cowboys. The Falcons are worse. They never
he
not
cold,
let you
Lou.
Down.
No, Lou.
Lou, he cold, Lou. Down,
misery loves company, though.
He gonna, Lou, he going to learn from this game, I believe. I think that Michael Penix is going to step up.
No. It's worse than a Falcons fan than a Cowboy fan. I would tell y'all that it got
to
be. No. It ain't gonna happen, bro.
Hold on.
They can go 14-2 and probably still lose the division in Falcons type of way, some kind of way.
Bro, to me, Michael Penix had the game. That wide receiver, that light skinned motherfucker, bro. Like, how do you not catch that? That's damn near. No, not it wasn't London. I think it was some other motherfucker. Like, how do you not catch that? Like, Michael Penix did everything he could. Where the hell was Bijan? Ken, you was over here trying to talk.
When he got hit.
He was talking
cash
shit about
B-John.
B-John had eight downs, Lou, to get a touchdown.
He had
to get in the fucking end zone at the
what? London got hurt, though.
He was in the red zone for an hour, bro. That shit was crazy.
That was like me watching the red zone.
Hey, young hoes always miss so much, though. Y'all know how that go.
Damn, young ho?
But young hoes always miss. I do think.
I think Michael Penix is good. I do agree with y'all. And I do think that he's going to ball out. I think they said that of his starts, all of them have been like a one-score game. So I do think he's going to ball out. But I still think it's the Falcons, though. They can't
Lou got confidence, though.
They lost 28-3, bro. Like, anything when anybody ever questions you about the Falcons, say 28-3. But the Bucs, I think Baker Mayfield may be a sleeper for MVP. And I think the Bucs going to ball out this season. The receiving core is crazy. That rookie is insane. The Bucs may be something to mess with this year.
Hey, for all you Cowboys fans, all you got to say is 30 years.
We still.
I didn't realize Michael Penix had.
It's insane for y'all to believe in San Francisco after all this.
A bounce back year, Nick. But then Purdy got hurt, and then CMC got hurt. So I don't know.
No, I don't know.
And George Kittle.
And George Kittle. It's going to be.
Yeah.
It's
ugly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. I got to change my pick for that.
To me, Shelton, how I judge these when we do these picks is like when it's the start of the season, I'm assuming everybody's healthy. So when healthy, who do you think is going to win this shit?
This San Francisco.
San Francisco, Nick.
And I
healthy, I think it's San Francisco.
I don't trust the quarterback. And I trust Sean McVay more than I trust Kyle Shanahan. Y'all already know that. I ain't got to go down to history. So why the fuck would I pick the San Francisco 49ers?
I just don't trust Stafford's back. And I know, and like I said at the time, even though I knew he was playing, his risk of getting injured, it's a doctor that puts out reports. I can't remember his name. I'm going to tell you next week. But he does injury risk. He does all that stuff on these players. His is super high, like re-injuring his back. He's not going to play all 17 games, and I'm not sure what's behind it.
Can I answer that question?
That was the reason that I picked.
Hold on real quick. Let me answer that show. You mean to tell me that you trust the doctors in San Francisco more than the doctors in San Francisco? How many times they get hurt?
I don't, man.
I'm cool on that.
I don't.
That was the reason that I picked him, to Shelton's point. I didn't think that Matt Stafford would play all season. I didn't even know he was going to play the first game. Like, I thought he would be out. So I don't know about Matt Stafford. If I thought that he was healthy, then I would take them to win the division because I think their defense, running game, and receivers are in like great, but I don't know if Matt Stafford gonna be there, and I don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo. I ain't trusting him to win the division.
Not at all. I trust San Francisco without their players more than I trust the Rams without him.
To me, I hope you're only thinking about Seattle because if Jalen Milroe starts, then yes, I think they are a dangerous team. But if you're telling me you're going with Sam Donald, then I would say
you hear me. Let's move on.
So Jalen. So, hey, did you see him in preseason? And you know he got the talent. So, look, this is the reason why I picked Seattle. Number one, San Fran, before even the reports came, I already had these picks in, but they've been often injured, and they are thin because they are top-heavy because they're in a retool, but they're still trying to compete. And you're paying a lot of guys. Like, they just paid Juwan Jennings. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a year, they're going to have to pay Ricky Pearsall. Like, so you're already paying CMC. Like, you're paying so many guys. They just paid Brock Purdy. So my thing is that they're thin, and we already know that they have an injury history. So I don't believe that they're going to be able to be full strength or where they need to be at the end of the season. So that's number one. Number two, with the LA Rams, I do like their defense. Obviously, I love Sean McVay. But to me, they are – the offensively dependent on Matthew Stafford. And when you have a back, I have a bad back due to a car accident, multiple car accidents within a couple of days. He's playing football. So he's in a car accident every day. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's older. It's not like he's young. It's not like he's 23, 24, 25. We're talking mid-30s now. So I don't believe Matthew Stafford is going to be healthy for the remainder of the season. Now, when I look at Seattle has two running backs I really like. You know, obviously they got to get off the ground. They struggle week one. But the defense I really like. Sam Darnold showed to be a competent quarterback. I'm not hitching my wagon to him and be like, oh, he's the greatest thing. But I think he's going to be the healthiest one out the bunch in the NFC West. Even Kyler Murray is dealing with injuries. So for me, when I look at Seattle, it's not – and I think Poltergeist said, oh, they can't make a Super Bowl run. I agree with you. If they make the playoffs, they won and done. Mm-hmm. The Eagles will beat them. The wild card. Like I'm not believing in Seattle to go win it all. I just think that they're going to be the healthiest team when it comes down to it. And I think that the defense, you know what it does. It definitely can win you some games. So that's what I'm hitching my wagon to.
What do we got left?
That's the San Francisco offensive shot.
Okay. All right.
I'm going off the ledge right now. I got the Titans, bro. Lou, you're a goofball for picking the Patriots. Do you know what they call me? Nick, I just want you to ask the question.
Nick, let's have a conversation because Cam Ward, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. Let's have a conversation real quick. I don't disagree with you. I think Cam Ward is number one. I like the fact that he is definitely under the radar. That's number one. Number two, I think he has immense talent. I think he displayed it, right? He looks like a rookie. Every rookie is going to have ups and downs, but the ups are like, oh, well, shit, this motherfucker can throw any type of ball that you need him to throw, right? I like him. But let's be honest with the roster, Nick. Like, that roster is not better than Jacksonville. That roster is not better. Like, that roster is arguably the worst one, and as good as Cam Ward is, he can't overcome that.
Can I say two things? For one, look at their division. That's all I got to say. So he has a chance. And two, what has Jacksonville done with that roster?
I understand. But that's what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying by name. There's so many first-round picks on that Jacksonville offense and defense. It's insane that they have lost as many games as they have over the last few seasons. With that being said, they have lost many games over the last few seasons. So they give no reason to believe that they're really that serious until they do something. With Tennessee, Nick, I think I trust the kid. He got a good head on his shoulder. And I think they got enough time.
Not the
to
year.
Win.
They
got nobody else on the Titans team. Get out of here. I'm tired of you gassing up the Titans, bro, because you think that they sorry. The
they
Titans
are going to
You try to call out my Patriots pick. That Titans pick is the craziest pick up now.
What games the Pats winning? If they can't beat the Raiders, what game
the Titans going to be, bro? Who are the Titans going to be?
You just told me that they want
to Calvin really can't catch the ball. They don't got no offensive line. They defensive terrible. Like who are the Titans going to be, bro?
The defense is not terrible.
Division or getting the wild card. You think the Titans better bottle? The Titans be better than, or the Patriots be better than the Titans?
We can better bottle. I bet the Titans better than the Patriots. Better bottle.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Up to $60 too.
And real quick, I want to hear from two people. Shelton, why do you have the Raiders? And Spike, why in the hell do you have the Patriots? Shelton, you go first.
I trust what Pete Carroll is doing there, and I like Geno. I think Geno is going to step up and lead this team. That defense is tough. You got Max Crosby. Max Crosby is a monster.
Shit. Don't do that.
That defense is nice, man. They stepped up big when it mattered.
Bro, they played against.
They got pressure. I mean, they played the Patriots.
Who are they throw it to a nigga whose name is literally he booty. Fuck out of here, bro.
Don't do that. Y'all, come on, bro. Like, what did you just say about the Bengals and why they played so bad? Division game, right? Booty. On the road.
No, that's not. First of all, that's not a division game. Second of all, bro, it's Drake. What weapons are they? What weapons do you got?
Conference
that's
game. I'm sorry. Saying.
Like it's Drake May. Drake May has no weapons. So what does the Raiders defense got to do with?
What weapons did the Browns have?
What do you mean?
Y'all struggled against the Browns.
The Browns didn't score that many points either.
Neither did the Patriots. So that's my point. I think that I trust Geno. I think Geno can get the ball in the end zone. He proved he can. He threw for almost 300 yards.
That's not a team that you respect, clearly, because I
think they're gonna be all right this year. I think they're gonna surprise some people. I really, really do.
Okay.
I think it depends on how good Genty is. Patriots, for me, I think that Drake May is good. I'll start there. And I also think that Vrabel is good, regardless of what Nick says. I also think that that's a very weak division. So I think that they should be able to win games against Miami. And against whoever the other team is, the division that I can't remember right now. So I feel like that Drake May will put a season together as to where he can get to a wild card. 9 games, 10 games, maybe. I think he could do that.
All right.
My thing is, when was the last time Mike Vrabel was good, Ken? You tell me.
He was good until the season.
The last time he was with,
what year was that?
I got a question.
That was his last coaching job.
Yeah,
exactly. And nobody hired him since. Until now.
Hey, I got one.
What's the question before we go to the NFC?
Cowboys won it.
I got one question for Shelton. Everybody has the Bengals except for you.
Yes.
Why?
I just don't believe in that team. It's really the defense that got it for me. I don't think the defense can do it again. I thought that they'd be the exact same thing that they were. But looking at this game, like I said, it might be the offense that struggles too. I just think that this team is going to struggle more than people
think. You trust the Raiders offense and defense more than the Bengals offense and defense?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
This year, yes.
I want to screenshot how goofy you look. I will get a t-shirt made just how you got me a t-shirt made. You said yes.
Yes. Can I ask you about the Steelers? I'm standing on that. Which one?
Is that King? Who can I ask you about the Steelers pick? Y'all think Aaron Rodgers is going to hold up?
No.
I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to do it, Lou, but I learned not to bet against Mike Tomlin. I did. That's what I'm saying is I ain't bet pick Aaron Rodgers. I picked the Steelers. Mike Tomlin is who I believe in.
Okay. Yeah,
he keeps doing it. So,
yeah,
he did it with less.
Yeah, and I think Aaron Rodgers is way more capable than Russell Wilson. And with this team, I think their minds together should hopefully pull out some more wins and maybe. Gotcha. Well, never mind. Get to the playoffs. NFC.
That's it.
Hey, Lou. If they start Jackson Dart by week three, I'm with you. I wanted to take the Lions out and actually put the Giants in. But the way they're going right now, I don't know. But Jackson Dart,
the way out.
Or Jameis. If they even throw Jameis in there, I think.
Hey, you got the Giants in that loop?
I couldn't do it, man. Russell Wilson, bro.
No way.
Russell Wilson is just so ass.
Ain't no way. I thought
that Wilson would be better. And that defensive line, man, like it reminds me of when they won their Super Bowls. Like the that defensive line that they have right now, it shouldn't be able to be stopped. Brian Daboll is doing up there.
It's not going to look good, Sean, before her. It's not going to look good until they get someone who can put points on the board.
Right.
Then you can let the defensive line just wreak havoc.
Then they can rush the pass.
But if you're trying to do like a close game, run game, or if a team blowing you out, that defensive line ain't going to look like shit.
Yeah. They have no offensive line, no running game. They did nothing against the Commanders, and they had every chance to win that game. They were in it. All they had to do was put some points on the board. They had no clue as to what was going on. So I blame leadership. I blame the coach up above.
Neighbors may ask for a trade.
Yeah, he tripping. He was going off.
Daboll is the right coach. I think if the Giants had another coach in that wasn't so offensive oriented versus defenses, like with that defensive line and the players that he has,
you know,
they could sneak in and be a wild card. Like they need somebody to focus who.
They should hire Brian Flores if they fire.
That'd be good.
That would be a good hire for
that. That'd be a really, really good hire. Him with that defense.
Him and that defense, bro, would be nuts.
Yeah, that's a match made in heaven right there.
Or if Tomlin finally gets fired and he takes over the Giants.
Stay away from him, boy. Bomani Jones said, Luke. Bomani Jones said, man, you got to have a black man in office for you to win games now. He said, that ain't never happening again, my boy.
He wrong for that, man.
It's three people that picked the Cardinals. What made y'all do that?
Me, Matt Stafford.
Alcohol.
That's amazing. Oh, go ahead, Ken.
Well, I just don't know if Stafford's going to hold up, you know, the whole season. I think that leaves a spot open. And I think the Cardinals could take advantage of it. They have a tendency to start fast and end terribly.
Bingo.
But maybe this would be a year that they could turn that around. But we'll see.
You took the words out of my mouth, Ken, with that one, because they start fast. They start really quickly every single year. I think this year their fast start will be enough to get them in the playoffs at least. Mm. I don't think they're going to do nothing, but I think it's enough with the parity in that division, with the way they're going to beat each other up, because I think those teams are all pretty evenly matched for different reasons. Not because they're all great. It's just they all have – there's no telling week to week who's going to win a game there. Yeah, they're even. So in saying that, I feel like this is the year when they put it together enough in the beginning. We saw him do it a couple years ago. We saw Kyler Murray going that run, and we thought he was one of the best. You know, well, he was showing like he was one of the best.
Yeah, we didn't think shit like
that. And it fell off quick. Yeah, we did. You know what I'm saying, Nick? It just started looking like it at one point, but it fell off quick. And I feel like that run is enough to get them in the playoffs.
All right, moving on. Because, you know.
Was that the only – ain't no other crazy picks was up there for that one? Okay.
And there we go. Oh, okay. Lou, you with me, huh?
Dang.
Yep.
Same. Why you say Cardinals, Ken?
That's my backup pick.
Yeah, Bengals Packers.
Yo, why did
it's gonna feed families for generations.
Nick,
shut up. Come on,
I'm trying to tell you.
Ravens Packers. Michael Parsons and what he gonna do for that Green Bay defense. Lamar Jackson and what he's gonna like on the stage throughout the season. We've seen it, even though he got a terrible coach. And again, to FIFO's point, this is a Super Bowl win or die year for John Harbaugh. I think that this is the Super Bowl.
Can I ask you a question, Lou? Just off of star power. I'm not even talking about football, just off of star power. Mm-hmm. What duo has more star power? Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry or Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase?
What Lamar does it matter? Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You said Lamar Jackson.
Are you asking me about effectiveness or –
I'm just saying star power. And the reason why it matters, Ken, is like it's a reality show as well. We want to bring the stars.
People don't give a fuck about Ja'Marr Chase.
Bro. We don't want to see a shit.
And the fanatics, fanatics,
bro. He ain't signed to Nike, New Balance, Adidas, Reebok. It ain't none of that. Nigga signed to Fanatics. You telling me a nigga signed to Fanatics is more popular than Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson?
If you're asking me if the Triple Crown winner is brings lights, and star power to the game.
You took it to stats. I'm talking about popularity. You telling me that a nigga that signed to Fanatics is more popular than King Henry or Lamar Jackson. In no universe is that true.
I think as a
not
duo.
Not one of the multi-universes.
I think as none a duo.
None of the Marvel universes is that true.
Here are the winners Chase that we all picked.
More popular than King Henry.
And, of course, Shelton and Lou have the Eagles. And I don't know why.
I would never pick the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Ever.
No, life. I meant Q.
Yeah, Q.
You had a repeat of last year.
Yeah. So I messed up and I erased it when I was redoing my shit in the note. So that's my fault. But I had it in there, but I erased it. Moving
what is around. It?
That's what but I used to say to my teacher before. I used to say
you see everything to my teacher everything all the time.
I erased it.
Everything else was there. But no, I had Green Bay Ravens, and I got the Ravens winning.
I mean, Green Bay Ravens, not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Why are you not talking shit?
Damn, it's not you.
It hurt me.
No, it's not you, FIFO. It's because of the majority.
You're the only one that picked Green Bay Ravens.
Right. You're the third person out of us to pick that.
That's not you. I don't even know what y'all think of Lamar getting out of the
second right. He ain't that Nick. He gonna get a cramp in the third quarter and it's gonna be over with.
His coach gonna choke the game away. Like it's like you, man. Who you talking about Atlanta? The Ravens are a rich man's version of Atlanta.
Oh man. And real quick, and then we'll move on. I think it got to be the year for either Lamar or Josh Allen.
Joe Burrow in there too, kid.
Joe Burrow's already been there. I saw you had Josh Allen. You had the Bills going to the Super Bowl. So I think this is the year for one of them. I just went with the brother over the weather. And that was it.
That's not what I want, but that's just what I believe. I believe they're going to try to make it to where, and like Nick said, that schedule is crazy. I just believe they're going to make it to where it's his year.
You couldn't believe that schedule. You thought it was ChatGPT that made that up.
I did. I think it was.
Someone said, give me the easiest schedule in NFL history.
I think if Lamar is who we think he is, then this is his Super Bowl year.
They played the Panthers four times.
Let me ask you this question. I want you to answer this too, FIFO. If Lamar does not win a Super Bowl this year, do you look at him differently after this?
No.
Not yet, because John Harbaugh is still his coach.
Okay.
No, so because he get a new coach. For me, he's still in his prime, so that's the reason why I'm not looking at him different. His window's still there.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Are we doing Yearly Awards this week or next week? I thought it was next week. Is it this week?
We can do it next week.
We got them. Yeah. We're not changing them, people. Everybody. They're already in, so.
Unless we got them, we can go out and do it.
If we don't got them, we got them loaded up.
I saw something I was working with for 9-10 hours today trying to get that thing fit, so and the last couple of days I've been out of whack trying to get some stuff in.
Jalen said next week, so
this is what I wasn't tripping. I thought I read you say that, Nick. That's why.
That's what I'm saying, brother. Y'all over here trying to make a damn tribal decision in front on air. But I'll say this though: this is a sneak peek. Yeah, it's gonna be. We're gonna have a lot of conversations about these yearly awards.
It was a lot of tuning in from Jalen before the Saints started playing football. Now the Saints started playing football. It's like Jalen in the Maldives. Like, I ain't like, do you have internet service, Jalen? It was a whole lot of tuning in, Saint this, Saint that. But after this first week, I didn't even know if Jalen was here. I was wondering. I was like, damn, is Jalen going tonight? I just want to throw that out there.
Oh man! All right, man.
He got that pumpkin spice looking quarterback. You don't know who he is.
And then he just came in and now left real quick.
He left. He pulled a Spencer Rattler. He was like, "Nah, I ain't."
Bro, I'm trying to go to bed. Y'all niggas are ready to fuck up. Ain't got nothing to do with the same. Ain't got shit to do with the same. I'm trying to go to bed.
All right. Let's get to these picks, man. We're back again for another season of our NFL Weekly Picks. Last week's top dog was a tie between Shelton and Spike. So let's see who will be leading the pack after week two.
Damn, right. Karen, where your pick at?
I didn't get mine in. I was busy working on a lot of shit. So by the time I got around to everything, it was probably too late. So it is what it is. I don't even know who I picked, bro. So
we'll get it in the back.
Okay,
I'll find it.
Lou, you know he picked just going Peter.
Why do you believe in the Bears?
No, this is more about me not believing in the Lions. They arguably look what like one of the worst teams in the league, bro. Look, they got the talent. It's not the talent, it's design and execution at this point. And, you know, Lou, you asked about liking Dan Campbell. I like Dan Campbell, but the type of head coach he is, he's a CEO. So he needs the people that he needs to be able to delegate at a high level. He don't have them. So I don't believe in the Lions right now.
And I have the Lions. All right. So what's next? So in this one, I had Atlanta.
Yeah. Why the Vikings
spike? I don't think that y'all are giving Atlanta a lot of bill, bro. I don't know what y'all have seen to make y'all think that they're gonna be division winners or even winners of this game, but no. Nah,
Penix threw for 300 yards. I trust Penix over JJ.
I've been in Atlanta for 15 years and I've seen this shit happen every week. After week, even in the Super Bowl, they don't know how to win games, and this is a big game. They can't. I don't believe it.
Lou, I will. I'm trying to do a very meaningless bet. I'll bet you a spliff that Michael Penix is gonna get Kyle Pitts a Pro Bowl vote this year.
I agree with that. I'm on the same page with you. I think this is gonna be a breakout year for him.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a breakout year for Atlanta. Now, I do low key.
They're still going to lose.
I'm coming around on JJ McCartney, but I think Atlanta get this one. They should have won last week. That was an ugly loss.
if I had to simplify it, I'm picking the Vikings because they have a better head coach.
Gotcha. That's fair. That's fair.
Gotcha. Next up.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Lou, I don't blame you, Lou. But
I went KC too. I went KC too.
I'm not picking the fucking Eagles, bro. Get out of here. Against Patrick.
I was gonna argue that you had a whole we need to talk about this team, but then you pick them against the champs.
You know damn well I'm not picking the Eagles, bro.
Thank you, Lou.
Could have been
come on. Who you got, Sheldon?
You see who I got. You it's not a question.
This is a tough spot for Kansas City to be in after losing that first game to go against the Eagles. You know, they could potentially go 0-2, which would be interesting to watch how that turns out. But I'm going to roll the dice and go with Kansas City and see how this play out.
Yeah, the good thing for them is they're at home.
That means they're going to get blown out. Start 0-2.
Yeah, this is a bad one. Maybe they were looking ahead. I don't know. And last game of the week. And I had Green Bay. So I think we all went Green Bay.
That means my boy Jaden Daniels is going to be 2-0.
Yeah, but you didn't pick him.
I'm just saying, since y'all picked him,
he know that's not going to happen. He know that's not going to happen.
I'm fucking with this Packers team, though. I think the championship game could be Commanders versus Packers.
Could be, and that would be great.
I don't think that. Nope. Commanders.
What were the all right, so yeah, so those are our picks. What was the record from last week?
Last week, Shelton and Ken, y'all were tied for first. I came to second.
He just said I was.
No, so
what's the official numbers, bro?
Yeah, so
what's the official numbers?
I try to go off the top.
Read the numbers. Stop doing nigga shit and try to remember. Read the numbers, nigga. I want my credit. I think it was. Now tell me what it was.
All right, bro.
I thought I was awful.
You got
spread. You got to stay out.
Hey, listen, I got to keep shit tracked, nigga.
That shit in ChatGPT, bro. Because you can't do math.
Listen, so.
Carry the three.
Man, I'll put some more shit, bro. Who won more games? Tell me that.
Shout out to Ivy League, Nick.
Shelton and Lou was tied for first. Shelton Lou was tied for first. I came in second. And then Ken and FIFA was last with 1-3. But Shelton,
yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I saw my shit was going crazy. I was like, damn.
What was the record?
I'm in mid-season form, Spike.
What was the records?
You had the one off. Y'all was both off about the Baltimore game. Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Damn, we should have won. I got right.
Sheldon, I promise you, I'm kicking your ass this year because you think you the guru. I'm kicking your ass this year.
That's because he just go with the spread. That's the thing. He don't do shit. Yeah,
he's smart. He's favorite all the time.
He get out of it. You pick the team that's gonna win.
I'm in a bracket. I think it's upset. Like you're doing a bracket and you pick the number one that's the best seed all the time.
I picked upset.
I don't know why you think he a good lead dog.
Who were the teams in that we picked this past week? Last week? Huh? I can't even remember.
It don't
even matter, bro. You pick the
I do not always pick the team that the spread says. I don't even pick the spread no team.
I'm just going to say, bro, this how you
win, bro.
Moving forward,
bro. I'm going to
write down all your picks moving forward. I'm going to say what the spread was.
Yes, do that. I'm with that.
He always going to be picking with the person with the spread.
I don't, bro. I don't.
Yes, you do. Last week all we picked.
Yep.
My bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Last week we picked Minnesota, Baltimore, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay.
Okay. Man, I was so close too. Atlanta had that one.
Atlanta, bro. I just knew for a fact
Detroit was predicted to be the winner that game. And the Falcons had the spread on their side too.
Man, anyway, move on, man.
bro,
get him out of chat.
We them boys give credit to Brian Flores second half adjustments. All right, Stephen A. Spliff, what was more egregious and costly decision, Jerry Jones firing Jimmy Johnson or Jerry Krause firing Phil Jackson?
Jerry Krause. Phil Jackson, because the Bulls have been shit literally as a franchise since. Well, no, I can't say they had D Rose, but overall, they could have had a lot more wins than they did.
I would say Jimmy Johnson, because the Cowboys had a history with Tom Landry of one coach being in place and having an established winning culture, and they fired him because of jealousy. I would 1,000,000% say Jimmy Johnson.
Now, see, this is just your fandom talking, bro. It's 100% Jerry Krause, because Jordan was willing to come back. It was willing. The whole squad was willing to come back as long as Phil was there to coach him. And they could have won more championships.
They were old, though.
They still could have won more championships.
Jimmy Johnson was going to continue to build, like, franchise teams.
But we're talking arguably the best dynasty ever in basketball versus just one of the many dynasties in football.
One of the best dynasties ever in football, too. Please put some respect on our name.
The Bulls had the best athlete in sports ever.
Daniel Jones revival or Tua Mike McDaniels flop?
It's Tua Mike McDaniels, and it ain't even close. Like, it's Tua
Mike McDaniels. Yeah. It's Tua Mike McDaniels.
I don't know if Daniel Jones
didn't do worse of the week.
I don't know if that's real.
We did do worse of the week.
What happened? The worst of the week? Oh, yeah.
Give it to him now.
It was your segue.
The worst was
the Dolphins. The worst was the Dolphins. You saw how Tyreek was on the sideline already having temper tantrums. We saw Tua look pedestrian out there. And I think the most telling thing was the quote from Xavier Howard. And I'm not quoting him directly, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said that if you take the first read away from Tua, that he's going to be in scramble mode. And you saw that. He had one touchdown, two interceptions, less than 120 yards throwing with 60% completion percentage and like a 50-something passer rating. So obviously they look trash, and they've been noisy since last season. So the Dolphins was by far the worst of the week. So that was
on that. Just real quick, I want to say I agree with that, because the rumblings around Miami have been this for the whole offseason. Offseason going into training camp, this is a terrible ran team that they have said, and it showed on the field. Mike McDonald might be the first coach fired.
McDaniels.
He might be the first coach fired. Might be the first coach out of it.
Hey, Lou on his country farm shit this episode, boy. He got old McDonald and on his mind.
Whatever his name is, he might be the first coach fired.
Hey, Sheldon, you know I love when football season starts, because every year we have our annual segment of how many touchdowns did Sheldon get versus Tyreek Hill? Go ahead. Guess how many?
How many? -1.
Hey, I saw Jay Waddle and Tyreek Hill combined for less than, 75, 80 yards, Ken? That's insane. And
he didn't have more kids than yards, Nick.
I saw this stat where it said, I think in over a year, Tyreek Hill hasn't had a completion over 30 yards. And that's what he do.
That's his game.
So that's his game. So if he's not even being utilized the way that is supposed, like, what is his strength?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, like in my opinion, and this is what I always say, right? And I think that the best GMs employ this is when you know that you're in this situation, sell them for draft picks, bro. Because, and I'm not saying that draft picks are, they're not guaranteed, but you have to be able to rebuild. And that's where the Dolphins are now. Tua is not a franchise quarterback. Tyreek Hill is – his timeline does not is not in line with the Dolphins. Like, Tyreek Hill needs to go to Buffalo. He need to go play with a big-arm quarterback that's going to throw the ball down there. Because that joint that Keon Coleman had where he stumbled at the end, Tyreek scoring that. Like, that's the difference. They got to go make a play like that if I'm Buffalo. Give up draft picks.
They're not going to trade in the division, bro. That'd be
hey, tough. You know what? You're 100% right. But make the deal so hard where they can't pass it up.
You had all that time to say that, bro. That's crazy.
We them boys. Packers
would be hard. That's a Mount Rushmore pause, bro.
Hey, two Packers would beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. All right.
I thought you were first last week.
Oh, Rob man. Costa, Mike McDaniel really just a 3D printed Sean McVay.
Not even close.
What does that mean?
I don't know either.
I guess a show. Big
Bird.
Yeah. Teach, fellas, how does it feel to live in the home state of the great sport of what?
Banana.
This is a real
yeah.
Banana,
bro. Oh, yeah, Savannah Banana. Yeah. No. Yeah, Savannah Bananas, the baseball team.
Yeah, it's like Harlem Globetrotters for baseball.
Minor league, yeah, it's minor league baseball. Yeah, that great description, Sheldon.
Yeah, it's the Harlem Globetrotters for baseball. It's actually, I haven't been to a game yet, T, but I want to go to one.
It ain't where we are. To be honest, to be clear with y'all that ain't familiar with the Georgia landscape, it ain't where we are at all.
It's about 4 hours
away. But I'm like, have y'all been? Have y'all had a good time in Savannah?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I heard Savannah was dope.
Tybee Island, which is right outside of Savannah. Yeah, I have a blast at Tybee Island.
And I've seen the clips of this, and I would never go to none of this bullshit.
Man, it looks kind of, if you like being out, like you baseball, if you go to baseball game,
I'm
you
not
go to
wasting this. My time for 3.5 hours watching them do insane, dumb shit. I ain't doing it. I get the people that like
it. They play some baseball on, though. It's all right, Lou.
You've seen those clips. You know, as a sports fan, you're not going to sit through that bullshit. You ain't doing that.
Not unless you were the biddy.
All right. Josh Brogues. Things felt so different until they didn't for the Jets. Fields look good at least, and I think the defense will improve as the year goes on.
They got to. They paying a lot of people. That Gary Wilson drop was insane because this nigga just got paid.
Man, he got blasted, though. He got hit hard.
I don't care. Hey,
is that a drop when you get hit like that?
Hey, Lou, ever since I seen that.
Yes.
Lou, FIFO, ever since I watched that America's Team documentary and you hear Michael Irvin talk about some shit, bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. Go out there and catch ball, that day, bro. We paid
he took his head off, though.
Bro, ball, I'm paying you 95. I'm paying you.
Catch the ball.
Catch the fucking ball. It was in your hands.
It's Jalen Ramsey, bro.
Jalen Ramsey, you know what?
Go look at the videos on Jalen Ramsey. Ain't nobody like that that's talking like that in the locker room, knocking no ball out for me, bro. Catch the ball.
I was wondering what they were going to look like losing Minka. I thought, that's true. I thought losing Minka was going to hurt. Jalen Ramsey is a more improved version of that.
Yeah, bro, you seen him, Jalen Ramsey. I miss him. Catch the ball. He can't. Dude can't hit me like that. Like, nah, he ain't hitting me while I'm talking.
Hey, come on, Luke.
I missed it.
Dude right there that gave that interview in the locker room, he not hitting me to where I'm dropping the ball, bro. That's not happening. I'm not doing no. Catch the ball. Catch the ball, bro.
But, yeah, and they signed Jabril Peppers today, too. So they got another. Pittsburgh. So they got another mean safety back there.
They gave up 30 points to Justin Fields. They signed everybody.
Yeah.
Might as well. Can't put a bit mark on this and take notes on who agrees. This is from Josh Bros. Jordan Love is overrated, and by week 18, we will see Michael Parsons didn't upgrade at QB.
Why do people hate Jordan J-Lo? Like, what has he done to where people be like, oh, he's shit?
I'll take that bet, Jalen Bros, and I disagree with it. I don't think he's overrated, and I think Michael Parsons is going to be very impactful.
I think that Michael Parsons is going to make some plays, but once again, the same thing is going to happen. When it matters the most, that's when Michael Parsons does the least.
Well, Spike, you should care anymore. You ain't on your team, so.
I don't. But I just want to point out with Shelton being a hater.
He let you down.
I still think that Michael Parsons is one of the best defensive players in the league.
Except in the playoffs. How many playoff sacks he got?
Anytime that Michael Parsons.
you talk up Michael Parsons more than any nigga I know on this program.
He's the best defensive player in the league.
Is he?
Yes.
It's the team that had him gave him away.
They gave him away too.
By week 10, Lou ain't gonna give a damn.
Because I own the seat now.
It might not even be that long.
Yeah, it might not be. Josh Rose, I'm going way off the board and off earth for my Super Bowl pick. Biggest height discrepancy in Super Bowl history. Herbert versus Kyler.
That Chargers is way off board.
Hey, I'll put $100 on that. That nigga probably gonna insane. He's gonna get $10 million if that goes through.
Cardinals Chargers is one of the most insane Super Bowls.
That's the worst Super Bowl I can ever. That's terrible.
You can't imagine a worse Super Bowl.
Cardinals Chargers. It ain't one. That's the pinnacle of worst Super Bowls.
Nah, it'll be Panthers Browns.
And I'll talk about the Browns though. I watch Myles Garrett any day. He's that much of a talent.
Nice Saints Browns.
You can't say the Browns. Browns at least are interesting.
Where
are they?
Yeah, watching Myles Garrett, y'all. Myles Garrett
ain't that damn interesting.
Watching them chase quarterbacks around.
Mm-hmm. The only thing gonna be more interesting is Shador on the bench.
If Shador Sanders is playing quarterback, then yeah, I agree with you. But
man, Joe was Flacco. go back and watch the condensed version of this game against the Bengals. It'll be quick because the Bengals didn't have the ball long, but Flacco looked great.
He ain't look like shit. He only put 16 points on the board. So Nick,
this how much you look, go watch the two interceptions and tell me why.
This is how much you ain't on Joe Burrow that you hyping up a Joe Flacco week one performance.
Man, he was dropping down. Ken, I know you watched it. Go watch it, Ken. Like,
what are you doing?
Ken, go watch it. I watched that whole game. I watched it from start
to finish. Bro, I'm not trying to watch a 17-16 game with the Browns.
Watch it, Ken. I promise you.
I don't know. No. Joe Flacco?
He threw two interceptions, like that, Ken. Bro. And both the interceptions, his receivers had the ball in their hands and flipped the ball up in the air twice.
Shelton, can I ask you a question?
Can you put me on NFL Plus? I cut that shit off after 5 minutes. I tried to watch the Bengals Browns to see what happened. I'm like, nah, I'm not watching.
Nobody want to watch that shit.
I watched it. It was a good game. Nick, it was a good game, right?
Hey,
that's AFC North football to me. So I know it looked ugly, but I'm just saying, like, bro.
But it was a good game, though, right, Nick?
Why were you hyping up Joe Flacco? It was not a good game. It was an ugly AFC North football.
Nick is invested. He's a Bengals.
I like watching the Bengals, though. They are entertaining football to me. So I watch pretty much every Bengals game.
My thing is, bro, if you watch the Bengals games over the last since Joe Burrow got in the league, bro, they looked like that when he played the Browns. It's just ugly.
Yeah.
But I don't like the fact that you're trying to hype up Joe Flacco, bro. Let's not do that.
He played well.
He said that's the best 16 points I've seen all season.
I know. It was.
How you say you balling when you throw up 16, bro? Didn't Cam Ward have more than that in the game he lost?
I just told you where two of the scoring opportunities went.
Hey, Guadalupe, Shelton, he wants to know, or anybody else, before we get out of here. Who do you have winning this Saturday? Because I know you guys have been talking about it in the chat. Canelo or Crawford?
This Guadalupe, this is going to be a really good fight, but I think it's going to be an easy win for Crawford. And the reason being is I think Canelo's on the way out. Crawford has to have this to cement his legacy. Canelo is Canelo, and he's always going to be tough because he's a big guy. But Crawford is big, and he's training hard right now, so I think he's going to show up, and he has the quickness and the more energy, and he's faster too. So I think it's going to show in this fight. And Canelo can go out. He's already on top.
Nick look like Bud Crawford.
Country Lou. Like everybody dark skin, Nick.
Is this gonna be free on this?
All y'all looking like
this is what they was talking about in Black Panther. Ken, I'm going through Black Panther in reverse.
Oh man,
is this gonna be free on Netflix?
Yeah, it is. B gotta have a fight party. He's been talking about where we gonna watch it at his house. But no, we ain't got no cable yet.
So. You ain't going over there.
Yeah, he just moved into a new spot, bro. Nothing set up.
He's trying to find out where he can go.
Yeah. He's trying to find his keys.
That's what it is. He keep asking too.
He should be a fight shrink. A fight shrink would be cool.
He gotta ask again tomorrow.
You try to go out of his house to watch Crawford, you're gonna end up in the fight, nigga. Anyway, nigga, we ain't got that shit set up, nigga. Fuck out of here.
He asked the chat to go dead silent. Otherwise, oh man. All right, Lou got to get up at the crack of dawn, man. We appreciate you guys coming through. Doc already left. He out. So we'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.